try to make it interesting. And I will try not to go into too much detail for my methods, and I will pay attention to the results, of course, and the future work, and summarize the project. So let's answer the first question first. What is total body irradiation? We call it a TBI. So this is kind of cancer treatment for mostly blood cancer, such as leukemia. And usually it combines with chemotherapy for cancer patients before them go through bone marrow transplantation so that they don't have rejections. And it also kills cancer cells so that that escaped from other treatments like chemotherapy or surgeries. And of course, the goal. Why do we need it? Because we need to deliver the uniform dosage to the total body so we can kill everything we want to kill. The key word here is uniform. And this gives us a lot of trouble. Because look at our human body. Look at any cross-section of our body. It's not uniform anywhere. It's mostly... it's mostly like this shape. Let's take half of it. And try to imagine if you put some uniform intensity radiation to something like this shape. So if you give some kind of radiation like this, and this is your body, what will you get for a dose? Something like this. That's not what we want. What we want is uniform dosage. So let me introduce briefly how we currently do it. So this is, on the left-hand side, this is the machine called linear accelerator. So you can see an arm here. It can rotate 90 degrees this way and 90 degrees this way. It will give you a pretty good angle for small cancers. But for total body radiation, just look at this guy. I don't know if you can see it well. We like to have large enough radiative area. And also, we want to make the beam uniform. Because the beam coming from this small area is about this big. And it's divergence. So if we put the patient far enough from this machine, by far enough, I mean 10 to 12 meters away. Then we can say the beam is uniform and large enough that can cover the patient. I want to draw your attention to this part. Just look at this chest area. You can see two blocks in the shape of lungs. Those ones are called, those ones are made of lead and it shields the lungs so that you don't get excessive dosage for your lungs. And, okay, so this is what happens if we give uniform intensity to patients. You can see here, if we don't give any coverage for the lungs, then this is what will happen to it. It's really bad for you. And this might kill patients even faster even faster than the leukemia or any other cancer. And also, look at the side of the patient here. It's also very red. That means that's exactly because what I mentioned here. The side of your body is really thin, and then apply this uniform intensity of radiation, then you got higher dosage here and here. So uniform intensity radiation is not what we want. We want to achieve something like picture B. It's not uniform enough, but it's acceptable. So many people have tried different methods to solve this problem. And last year, a group of people at Tom Baker Cancer Center, they come up with this new technique. It's called aperture modulated TBI. And it's a little animation here. You can see this technique modifies the opening sizes of the it's called multi-leaf polymer, MLCs. So it can control how much radiation I'm giving to the patient for a certain area. And the opening sizes are, the opening sizes of MLC are calculated by this function here. And you can see it's normalized to water density. And there's a huge problem here. So our human body is like, the density is very much like water. Although we have bones, we have lungs, and very, it has a lot of air in it. But still, it's very close to water. So what happens when you shoot a beam of light, a beam of photon to some water or a water-ish thing? Let's say there's a water cube here. Shoot a beam of photon here. And it won't go this way directly. It will go somewhere here as well. And this contributes about 10 to 12% of the total dose. So we should take this into account to give a better idea of how much dose we actually delivered. So let's go back to this graph here. For any point, let's say here, the total dose can be divided into two parts. One is called the primary dose. The other part is called the scatter dose. The primary dose comes from the original source. Let's say this is source zero. And then the scatter dose comes from everything around this region. So, so total is the primary plus scattered. If we want to find a scattered, we just need to use total minus P. We can find our scattered dose. This is the methods I use, and I will try not to go into the definitions. SMR, TMR are the most important things here. TMR is related to the total dose, and the SMR is related to the scattered dose. RD is the radiative area. So when we shoot, when we radiate a patient, we don't use a single beam or a pencil beam. We use a whole area here. So the photons are coming from here. And this whole area, if you increase the area, it's called radiative area. If you increase this area, then the scattered scattered contribution will be increased as well. And the last term is TMRD0. RD is the size of this area. And if we decrease this RD to almost zero, that means we have something like a pencil beam right here. If it's really, really small, then we can say that total dose is approximately equal to the primary dose. And the SP is the correction term for this radiative area. So I'll just give you an idea about how it looked like. This is the scattered maximum ratio for 10 centimeter depth. 10 centimeter, I mean 10 centimeter this way. So when we go through, say, that's us, and then 10 centimeter will be somewhere here. And at this point, the scattered ratio will be something like this. And this is the mathematical model I use for this scattered ratio. You can see it's pretty complicated. And you might ask me why I use this. So the reason is it fits really well. The R square is 0.9985. But the most importantly, for scattering, there are two major methods to model it. One is Monte Carlo. It's really, really inefficient, really time-consuming, and usually, we don't want to spend so much time on each single patient, and this is not good. The second one is called diffusion theory approximation. What is diffusion theory? Just imagine you have a glass of water, and you drop a drop of ink into the water. what will happen. So if you have a glass of water here, drop here, something like this will happen. And this is exactly approximately the same as what happens when you shoot a beam of photon into yourself or water. And that follows exponential decay. And the derivative of this SMR, of this model, also follows exponential decay. And this is the scattering kernels that I found for 10 centimeter depth. The y-axis is the scalable arbitrary unit. So you can, because everything I used for the previous, from the previous formula were from the, all the ratios. So this one doesn't really have a specific unit for this. I'll quickly go through my results. So I found the scattering kernels for central axis. By central axis, I meant if you have something here and the radiative area is here, central is right here. And the scattering on this axis should be different from here. And of course, I found the difference as well, as expected. And from the central axis and off central axis and the comparison between them. So this is the result for the central axis. The blue line is 1.6 centimeter depth. So it's approximately about here. It's lower scattering. And if we increase this to about 10 to 15 centimeter depth, the scattering is the highest. And if we go after 20 to 30 centimeter depth, it goes down again. That makes me wonder if the off central axis scattering kernels follow the same thing. And it does. This is for 2 centimeter off central axis. That means the distance between this line and this one is 2 centimeters. So along here, we still have lowest here, highest here, and then lower again after the 10 to 15 centimeter depth. I did a quick comparison between central axis and off-central axis for different depth. And this is some significant depth here. First one is 1.6 centimeter depth, and then 5, then 10, and then 15. You can see before 15 centimeter depth, the central axis scattering are all smaller or equal to the off-central, but after this, they become bigger again. I was trying to make, to find more the experimental data to find like 5 centimeter off central axis. But at that point, I didn't have enough experimental data to support these models. Future work. So now we found those scattering kernels that, as I mentioned here, we can recalculate the previous formula that controls the MLC openings according to radiological depth as our previous step and scattering kernels. That's what we found here. And then we can re-exam if the mid-plane dose to see if there's any improvement. I'd like to summarize this project. So scattering kernels were found, central axis, 2 centimeter off the central axis, and more data will be needed for other positions, other positions. There's a problem here. I don't have theoretical model to support these findings. I didn't find any theory that can support why it's lower at a certain depth and highest at a certain depth and lower again. I'd like to thank those people, and this is my references. Thank you.
Hi. I have two questions.
Sure.
So first, if there is no theoretical model for it, then do you think somebody should do Monte Carlos on this to see what they find and see if it agrees with this method? And then the other one is, if they do, and then you, and then it turns out that you can do something like this, then would that be used for every patient that gets total body radiation? So these scattering calculations, they would be calculated for every different patient? Is that how it would work? So I hope that's clear.
Okay, so first question is, should we do Monte Carlo? I think, yes, we should. But the Monte Carlo, how accurate Monte Carlo is another question. I read some paper about Monte Carlo, and some people say that sometimes there's still a pretty large deviation between these, between Monte Carlo and the real situation. So it's really hard to model human body, and I think that's a huge problem. And to answer the second question,
okay, I'll ask you later.
Okay, sure. Sorry.
Any other questions?